Good morning. The psalmist urges us to sing the Lord's praises and proclaim his deeds to all. That's in Psalm chapter 9, verse 11. Welcome to worship. My name is Eileen Wells. I am a member of the Church Council. We welcome you to Zion UCC. We are a faith community that seeks to learn, serve, and grow in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHK Radio, and to all who join us online through our website, zionlesueur.com. If you are visiting with Zion today, please sign the guest card in front of you in the pews and put it in the offering plate, so our pastor can connect with you. Finally, please fill out prayer requests with your joys and concerns and turn it into the ushers during the passing of the peace. The radio broadcast today is sponsored by Eileen Wells in memory of my mother, Marilyn Wells. May 31st would have been her 100th birthday, and we celebrate. The bulletins are sponsored by Zion members and friends. Thank you to all who give to this ministry. The sermon this morning is titled, Into the Deep, Reflections on the Annual Meeting by Pastor Sana. It is Vacation Bible School Week. Join us this week from 8:30 to 12:30 each day at Zion for a fun-filled week of Bible stories, music, crafts, and activities. We're excited to learn and grow and celebrate God's love together. Invite a friend and come ready for an amazing week. This morning, the Zion Fellowship will host an ice cream social following the worship service. There will be vanilla ice cream with lots of toppings. Come and enjoy a good time with friends. The Zion Fellowship will meet this morning following the worship service. And there's still time for you to support Zion Fellowship. If you've not had a chance to check out our RADA, R-A-D-A, cutlery fundraiser, you haven't missed out. There's still time to grab premium American-made kitchen tools while supporting Zion Fellowship. But time is running out. The final deadline for all orders is June 30th. Our longtime church office administrator and bookkeeper, Diane Fraundoins, Deist has submitted her resignation and will be retiring this August. The executive board will be reviewing the job description and then seeking a qualified individual to fill this vital role in our church community shortly. Now let us prepare for worship.
One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a big crowd of people gathered. As the crowd grew, the people pressed closer and closer to Jesus.
Jesus saw two empty boats at the water's edge. The fishermen had left and were washing their nets.
Jesus stepped into one of the boats. It belonged to Simon and his brother, Andrew.
Simon? Don't you mean Peter?
Well, later Jesus gives Simon a new name and calls him Peter. But that hasn't happened yet, so in this story, his name is still Simon.
Got it. So where were we? Oh yeah, Jesus asked Simon to take him out on the water away from the shore.
Right, and Simon did it. Jesus sat in the boat away from the shore and taught the crowds from there. When Jesus finished teaching, he said,
"Go out where it is deep and let down your nets to catch some fish."
We worked hard all night and didn't catch a thing, but if you say so, I'll let down the nets again.
Simon and Andrew let down their nets, and this time, when they pulled the nets out of the sea, they were so full of fish, they began to tear. They called out to their friends who owned the other boat.
Guys, bring your boat over here. You're not going to believe this.
James, John, and their father Zebedee brought their boat over. Soon, both boats were so full of fish, they almost sank.
The fishermen were amazed. They knew Jesus had performed a miracle right in front of them. Simon fell to his knees.
He was in awe. Simon saw how powerful Jesus was and knew he must have been sent by God.
Oh Lord, please leave me. I don't deserve to be near you. I have disobeyed God.
Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people.
Jesus meant that from that day forward, they would be telling people everywhere about Jesus and his power. And because of that, many would choose to follow Jesus.
When they got back to shore, Simon and his brother Andrew decided to follow Jesus.
Their friends, James and John, left their boat with their father so they could follow Jesus too.
Those four fishermen left everything behind so they could follow Jesus' example.
They learned about Jesus, spent time with him, and discovered how to do everything the way Jesus did.
And that's how Simon,
also known as Peter,
along with Andrew, James, and John, became Jesus' very first disciples.
Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Today is the third Sunday of after Pentecost. My name is Reverend Sana del Corazon. We are gathered here to worship God in case you made another appointment. That's what we're here for. We welcome you even if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. You are welcomed here. Let us prepare our mind, body, and spirit for worship. I invite you to close your eyes and take three deep breaths. God is in this place and ready to speak to us this morning. Let us worship.
Please join me for the call to worship. There is a good word for you if you are weary.
We have worked hard and sometimes we feel we have caught nothing.
Come, put out into the deep water. Let down your nets for a catch.
We are here, Lord, ready to follow you into the unknown.
Do not be afraid. For now on, you will be catching people.
Open our hearts and mind and guide our hands to your work. Please join us for the opening hymn, Let Me Enter God's Own Dwelling. Please rise.
Thank you.
join me for the opening prayer. Loving God, gather us anew into your night of love. Interrupt whatever overwhelms us with the gifts of your renewing grace. Plumb every depth and reveal your holy abundance. Let it awaken us to what you make possible when we risk answering your invitation to begin again. Trust the command of Christ to go into the deep, even when it doesn't seem to make sense. Answer our trust with your promised presence, which reveals an ever new rising. Bless with this of you as we gather in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please join me for hymn number 173, You Have Come Down to the Lakeshore. You may be seated. wonder next time if we try a Spanish verse. Maybe. I sing it in Spanish. Let us confess our sins to God. Join me in the prayer of confession. Righteous God, we confess that we often let our failures and fatigue keep us from the abundant life you offer. Forgive us for playing it safe and staying on the shallow shores. Give us the courage to put out into the deep water and trust in your miraculous provision. Transform us from weary fishers of fish into bold fishers of people, and help us to bring your light and justice to all we meet. Here's a time for silent confession. Friends, hear the words of Jesus. Do not be afraid. There is nothing in our past that matters more than what God can do beginning now. We are forgiven by the one who has endured the depths of death and has risen to ever new life. Not only are we forgiven, but we are also sent to fish for others whom God also yearns to gather with the net of holy love. This is the good news. You can trust it with your life. Thanks be to God. Disciples, peace I leave you, and peace I give to you. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace with one another. I would like to start by wishing a happy birthday to Judy Lave, whose birthday is this Wednesday, June 17th. She's turning 25. All right, let us pray. O God, we cry to you, calling upon you for sustenance, for hope and healing. Holy One, when we feel lost and disconnected, and when we feel like there is no hope, we come to you. Other times we long to feel the waters of your care and love for us. We stretch to you as a tree turns towards the sun. This is a time, God, where we again offer our trust in you. This is a time, God, where we turn to our holy texts and search for tools from the ancestors to carry us forward. God, you are our refuge in times of trouble, our resting place in the storms of injustice. This is a time, God, where we profess our belief in Jesus Christ, your Son, and the messages he died to bring into this world. Blessed are the poor, the weary, and the downtrodden. Blessed are the meek, the humble, and those who show up boldly for their faith. This is a time, God, where we strive to connect across differences, love our enemies, love our neighbors. This is a time we strive to love the parts of our own selves we've hidden deep, tucked away, knowing that in and through you there is healing. We offer ourselves to you in prayer, healer God. We offer our participation in community, in church, in the world. We offer our calling to check in on your people, our hopes, our dreams, our visions for who we are and who we want to be. We ask for healing for our people. Guide the hands and hearts of those who would not see humans in their neighbor. Guide the healing of those for whom their body and mind are hurting and aching. Guide the hope that we have for who we are together in community, in our world, in our country. We ask for your grace and beg for your mercy, O God, as we look around and clearly witness what is and what could be. Guide us in our work together towards the future you imagine for us. Help us hold the faith for each other and for our children and for our children's children, so that when we are again dust in the arms of God, your people may still find the tools of joy and peace and hope and love offered through the teachings of Jesus Christ, who showed us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Children's time, right? Yes, it is. For those children or those young at heart, please come up. I don't. There, look. Come on up. Come on up. I took a shower this morning. I smell good. I promise. Thank you. The brave soul. The brave soul. You can face me. Pretend they're not here. Okay, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Okay, so I have a question for you. Can you tell me the best gift you ever got? Ever, like for Christmas or your birthday? What's the best gift you've ever got? You ever received? You better say something, your parents are right there. What's the best gift? Do you have a best gift you've ever received? Do you know? A book? Really? Wow, you can come and live in my house. A book. Was it what was the name of the book? Okay. don't remember. How about, do you remember best gift you received? No, really? You don't have a favorite gift? Oh, likes a mom. Okay, very diplomatic. That's very good. How about you? Do you know?
Desserts.
Oh, yes. Yes. Some of us love desserts. Okay. Many of you are not telling the truth. We're a church. Okay. All right. So in today's Bible story, Simon Peter, James, and John receive big gifts, right, from Jesus. The first gift is they got to hear Jesus preach on their boat. Okay, maybe that you don't find that interesting, but that's a big deal. And then the second thing is that he helped them catch a lot of fish. Have you ever been fishing? Yeah, do you like fish? Yeah, did you? How many fish have you caught? Do you know? No, a lot. How about you? Have you been fishing? Yeah, have you caught a lot of fish too? That's awesome. And then he also offered, he said, follow me, become my disciple. That was another gift. He was going to show them how to live like he lived. He invited them to be his students. And that was a gift. Do you like being a student? Are you glad school is over? Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, all right. Well, the good news is that God wants us to be like Jesus and offers us love and forgiveness and healing. So maybe you can think of a good gift next time, parents. Apparently he's deprived of good gifts. All right, let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus, who shows us how to receive your gift of love, healing, and forgiveness, so that we can share it with others. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the naughty he receives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the word of your hands. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the holy word.
Amen. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 5. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way for the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowd from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on Jesus' knees and saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish that they had taken.
and so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
My vision is changing, so this is fun. I right now refuse to do bifocals, but I'm starting to see less in here. I'm going to be 50, well, next year I'll be 50, so I'm trying to hold out for bifocals as much as I can. Does this sound okay if I turn that off? Okay, great. All right, so this is fun. I'm like, which one can I see better? Okay, here we go. So as I mentioned in this week's, let us pray. God, thank you for this morning, and thank you for this message. Let you speak through me and in spite of me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Amen. So, as I mentioned in this week's newsletter, for the last 2 days, the president of our council, Eileen Wells, who was up here this morning doing announcements, and I attended the annual meeting for the United Church of Christ Minnesota Conference held in St. Benedict's College. The theme for the annual meeting was Into the Deep, which was last year's General Synod theme. For those who don't know, General Synod is the national meeting that typically happens every 2 years, but now it's every 3 years, and gathers the churches all across the United States. I had the opportunity to attend General Synod last year and hear our general minister and president speak on this theme. Reverend Dr. Karen Georgia Thompson said this: "The theme of this General Synod is Into the Deep. I often think about what it means for us to draw closer to God, to be more rooted, more grounded, more centered, to experience more of God's presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Given the state of the world, where the rich are getting richer, we now have a trillionaire, by the way, and poor are getting poorer, where governments make decisions to eradicate lives based on their fears, where there is disregard for the lives of indigenous, immigrants, children, women, the hungry, the poor, the disabled, and the homeless, and where wars persist, we are left wondering, what can we do next to see the reality of a just world for all?" Today's Luke text is a place to anchor our hopes and live more fully into our commitments to following Jesus. This is a time for us to reach out for the possibility of all things as we experience God present with us, leading us, guiding us, directing us. Today, tomorrow, and moving forward, we are being invited into a deeper relationship with God. End quote. Let's take a look at today's scripture in the gospel. In Luke 5, the disciples were fishing all night, and they hadn't caught a thing. They were back at the shore where they meet Jesus, who sat in their boat and taught people. After he was done, he told them to go back into the boats. He told them to push out into the deep and cast their nets. Jesus said, "Put out into the deep water and let your nets for a catch." This did not seem like a request or a question. Jesus strongly suggested they do as he commanded, with the belief that there would be a different outcome than they had experienced before. Now, these are skilled fishermen, and Jesus is a carpenter. So I'm sure they had their doubts. Who is this stranger, probably, was what they think, and what does he know about fishing? Plus, they were tired. They had been fishing all night. They were ready to go home. They were done. They were not ready for this moment. Simon Peter's response reflects the resistance of the fishermen. He says, "Teacher, we have worked all night but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets. I hear a bit of a tone in the "if you say so." It sounds a little doubtful. And in my culture, it sounds a little disrespectful. Like if I said that to my mom, "if you say so," ooh, it would not be good. It's the kind of thing you utter underneath your breath, you know, in front of your parents or elders that tell you to do something that you know is not the right thing to do. "If you say so, strange man who isn't a fisherman." Whatever the experience that was felt by Jesus' word, those men went back into the boat and pushed away from the shore and dropped their nets. And the results were phenomenal. More fish than they could contain. Broken nets. Having to call for a second boat to get all into the shore. Their obedience, in spite of their response and a little bit of attitude, won the day. At the Minnesota annual meeting, the current conference leadership admitted that they were feeling worry. They talked about the last 3 years since the conference minister, Sherry Presseman, resigned in August of 2023. The conference board of directors hired an interim conference minister in January of 2024. Who they had to let go less than a year later. Although this transitional conference minister possessed many gifts for ministry, those gifts did not align with the needs of the conference. 9 months later, a settled conference minister was called in February of 2026. The board had the conference minister was called. That happened in November of 2025. Then in February of 2026, the board unanimously voted to terminate her call agreement. And this crisis threatened to capsize their boat. The board president, Reverend Sarah Moore, said, "While we were completely unified that this painful decision was necessary to steady the boat, we were left brokenhearted, rocking in the wake of this grief and feeling like beginners back at the shore, trying to figure out how to mend our nets." She said, "When our boat was no longer steady, we couldn't afford to leisurely cast lines. Instead, our nets were fully cast, pulling up a massive learning curve that forced us to pivot from grieving traditional centralized leadership to navigating uncharted waters. We met this challenge by rebuilding our crew, intentionally recruiting volunteers with expertise in our committees and contracting with outside firms to steady our boat. Furthermore, we realized that the ripples of crisis required better navigation from the entire bridge, prompting a swift correction in how the executive committee shares information with the full board. Today, our leadership shares information more broadly and swiftly across the entire board, ensuring every voice helps steer our collective decisions. Out of the turbulent waves of this season, the waters have stirred a vibrant new life. The board and the staff have partnered to expand our team. We have emerged from this transition more resilient, proving that even in the midst of fully cast nets and a massive learning curve, unexpected growth can take root when a community is willing to learn, adapt, and grow together. What might we, Zion Church, learn from this experience that the conference had in the last 3 years? We have had our own leadership changes in the last 3 years. How has that unsteadied our boats? Some of us are tired of the thought of transition and change. We want to come home and rest. We want to release the notions of bringing about change. We might feel heartbroken. And here comes Jesus with the word, the gospel word for today. God is calling us. He is telling us, put out the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. In spite of feeling tired, in spite of working all night. One of the highlights of the annual meeting for me is our time of worship led by the many. This is a Chicago-based, intentionally diverse music collective of musicians and singers. They perform progressive Christian songs and write liturgy. Their work focuses on inclusivity and justice. They sang one of my favorite songs called Oceans by Hillsong, which I won't sing for you because Pastor Susan would be very upset. Singing is not my ministry. But I want to share with you some of the lyrics from this song, Ocean. You call us out upon the waters, into the great unknown where feet may fail. And there we will find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, our faith will stand. And we will call upon your name, O God, and keep our eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, our souls will rest in your embrace. For you, we are yours, and you are ours. These words remind me that Jesus is calling us out upon the water, the deep water. We must find our way to the depths in our relationship with God and surrender to the deep longing for mystery. Our spiritual lives require attention, and our spiritual growth is dependent on the intention of finding spiritual practices that will strengthen and nurture our souls. Our commitment to justice, which Jesus desires, will cause us to grow weary. The commitment to love our neighbors as ourselves will be challenging. Yet, into the deep waters we must go together as a church, called to bear to the world the love of God for all people. So I ask you, are we ready? Are we ready to go deeper in relationship with God, living the love of God given to us through Jesus Christ? Because we have the power of the Holy Spirit given to us as a gift. We need to walk in certainty that God has already given us everything we need for this journey. We must believe that we are lacking nothing. Scarcity is rooted in fear. Isolation is rooted in fear. Exclusion is rooted in fear. We need to know that every single thing we need has been provided for, and we are where we are meant to be. We need to follow the Holy Spirit to guide us into the wilderness and through this moment of transition, because God has great things for us to do. But it means that we need to let go of flesh and blood and allow the Holy Spirit to be poured out and poured forth. I leave you with this poem yesterday that the Associate Conference Ministers Kelly Gallagher and Kevin Brown and Board President Sarah Morse shared. The poem is A Prayer for a Beginner. Unfamiliar seas again, there's been a shift in the wind. We wrap ourselves in chaos and possibility and attend to this unexpected course. We prefer being experts and the skill that familiarity brings. Yet something continuously stirs and surprises us. We are all beginners. So let us go with curiosity and courage, with vision and vigor. Let us journey beyond these opening doors, ready to learn and learn again, ready to embark and embark again, ready to trust and trust again in the one who loved us in the every beginning. May it be so, and amen.
Thank you.
Generous and abundant God, we offer you our gifts as a sign of our trust in your mission. Just as you called the disciples to leave their nets and follow you, we dedicate these resources to your work in the world. May our offerings help feed the hungry, heal the broken, and build a just world for all. Dedication. Giver of all gifts, we seek to share as you have shared with us. We want to serve in the Spirit of Christ. Therefore, we rededicate ourselves with this offering. We ask no more for this faith community than we would ask for all people everywhere. May we love you and one another. Amen. Thank you. We will now sing, "We Are Marching in the Light of God," and we're going to sing all four verses.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the ice cream social after church today, some dessert before lunch. Let us hear the words of Jesus. Friends, do not be afraid. As we leave behind the things that hold us back and step into the deep waters of faith, may God give us the courage to cast our nets wide. May we lean into God's calling and use our life to gather others with God's holy love. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you and empower you to follow Jesus wherever he leads us. Amen.